Nolte, DMLA Mayor Karen Bass proposes free teeth for meth addicts. By John Nolte on May 13, 2026. Failed Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has proposed a new government program for her failed city. Free teeth for meth addicts, paid for by taxpayers. Speaking at an event this week, Bass floated her latest idea to further destroy and bankrupt what was once a great city. "How many people who are unhoused that you meet have no teeth at all?" she asked. "They don't have teeth, why? Because meth rots your teeth. You can't succeed without teeth. So there needs to be comprehensive health care provided to people. This is like refurnishing a house that's still on fire. This has to be one of the most ridiculous ideas anyone has ever come up with." And she actually uses the retarded term unhoused. What good does it do to fix the teeth of a meth head? Who's going to look at a meth head, smile and say, "Please work my cash register"? And we're not talking about a cleaning here. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars in dental care. Implants cost about $6,000 per tooth. Extractions run around $300 per tooth. Meth heads will almost certainly require bone grafts, sinus slits, and maybe even sedation. Are we going to trust meth heads with dentures, which are cheaper at around $5,000, but likely to end up in a pawn shop or left behind in a crack house? In my experience, you're looking at a total cost in the range of $30,000 to $80,000, and that's if the city pays the dentist directly, which it won't. The whole program will be funneled through a nonprofit or NGO, which will double or triple the cost to taxpayers, with sweet kickbacks to Democrats, just like Governor Gavin Newsom's DCA free diaper program tripled the cost of the diapers the government, i.e. taxpayers, bought. As for my experience, it's been 2 years and counting of paying massive dental bills out of my own pocket, just like every other law-abiding taxpayer in America. You mean, all I have to do to get my dental bills paid is smoke meth? Medicare doesn't even cover dental, which means people who have worked all their lives and paid into the system do not have government help paying their dental bills. But the government will assist to generate meth addicts. How does a population get to a point where they vote for someone like Karen Bass to be the chief executive of her city? I know Republican Spencer Pratt is lighting the internet on fire, and that he wiped the floor with her in that debate, and that he's a superb candidate, but the post-debate polls do not look good for him. The city is doomed, doomed by its own voters. I'm fine with that. I don't live there. If you're an illegal alien meth addict, Bass will probably give you free teeth plus a bag full of gold.